Unit 7, page 88, exercise 1. The sports stars of the future?
Israel and Australia are drawing 1-1 in a football match. The referee gives Israel a penalty. The Australian fans complain about the decision, but the players don't. The Israeli player shoots and scores to take the lead. The Israeli fans celebrate, but the players don't. That's because all the players are robots. The robots are competing in RoboCup, an international tournament with 2,500 participants. RoboCup is the world championship of robot football. It takes place in a different country every year and attracts over 40,000 spectators. There are different matches for small, large, and humanoid robots. The organizers of RoboCup think that in 2050, robots will beat humans in football tournaments. But how realistic is their prediction? One expert thinks that a 3-year-old child could beat the robot footballers at the moment because robots often lose their balance and fall over. Also, they don't have good coordination, and they don't always control the ball very well. The first RoboCup was in 1997. Since then, the robots have improved a lot, and after every competition, the scientists make more improvements. "We're going to make a few technical improvements for next year," says one of the scientists. "We're also going to focus on teamwork and decision-making. Then, the robots will be able to compete with humans." Will robots really beat the James and Messi of the future? Only time will tell.
Comments. Stan B.
I won't waste my time watching robots fall over.
Tina M.
I'm going to tell my club to buy some robots. The human players are useless.
United fan.
Robots will never beat United.